Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Portland Pilot Show. We do this show every Monday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. We do a show for about 15, 20 minutes during the spring and summer. And then after Labor Day, we really get rolling when we get talking a lot of basketball, because the basketball is how we kind of started this show with the great Jason Breaux, the Associate Athletic Director of the University of Portland. But tonight, we're going to talk basketball, and we're going to also talk some spring sport. I really appreciate all the great comments. We weren't on last week, people thinking we were ending the show. No, we took a week off. We're going to do that occasionally during the summer months. And don't get mad at us now, as some of you did, because we're definitely going to continue this show on, at least until I die, which we hope is not very soon. But the real star of this show is Jason Breaux, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland. It does a terrific job there. And also, I'm very envious he gets to work where he graduated from. Good evening, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you doing?
Doing terrific. And once again, you reaffirm this. We are not quitting this show, correct?
No, we're not. You're stuck with me.
Very good. Jason, before we talk about all the outstanding spring sports on the Bluff at University of Portland, I think it bears worth repeating. Give us a little update on the impact of hiring Terry Porter as your new men's basketball coach. It's created a buzz not only in the state of Oregon, but I was reading something even out of Florida, and I'll send it to you. About Terry being hired by University of Portland and the impact.
Yeah, the buzz has been unbelievable. And, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski, The Vertical, which is, you know, one of the most popular sports and NBA podcasts, he came out, did an hour interview with Terry that launched this last week. You know, we've gotten a lot of national requests from NBC Sports Radio to Sirius to, you know, NPR and everything. So, just trying to filter through those and finding the right time that makes a lot of sense. And obviously all the local media, which you saw at the press conference, the introductory press conference, there's just a significant buzz around the program. And that's translating not just to media coverage, but also on campus. You know, faculty, staff are really excited. Our department's really excited. And Terry's been great about integrating already and, you know, being a great face at the University of Portland basketball program. So, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for us to get creative with marketing, with ticket sales, with in-game environment, and you know, we're evaluating what type of changes we need to make to make sure we fully capitalize on this opportunity. But it's really exciting. You know, it's as much buzz around the program as you can get, but as we all know, that only lasts so long. And so I'm also really excited to see how Terry's been able to start building his staff. Mike Burns is on doing a nice job. They're out there hitting the road recruiting. He's out in Australia right now and just returning from Australia. So there's a lot of exciting things going on around the program.
Very good. And I was going to ask you, about Coach Burns, but first of all, you kind of answered my second question, but maybe you want to go even further with it. Has that bringing Terry Porter in, a huge name, I mean huge, especially in Portland, maybe obviously one of the top five trailblazer popular Blazers of all time, has that changed your marketing strategy for this year?
Absolutely, and we're still going through that. I mean, you know, I think you're already seeing from a media relations standpoint, a lot of the coverage is coming to us, where before we had to try to, you know, track it down and kind of beg, borrow, and steal to get some attention, and that's not the case right now. And there's going to be and that goes for the fan base too. You know, we've a lot of people that we've talked to that have either been former season ticket holders or have never been season ticket holders are all of a sudden very interested in University of Portland basketball. So from a marketing standpoint, you know, our goal is to figure out how we translate that into ticket sales, getting people into games, selling out a few games a year that maybe are atypical for us to sell out. Building a cohesive strategy around that, do some grassroots marketing, and then utilize Terry's, you know, reputation within the market in strategic areas, whether it's, you know, at some speeches, at some clubs, organizations or just strategically with smaller groups to go out and build a grassroots campaign that we could market out of. And I think you'll see some of that stuff come together rather quickly here in the summer, and we'll be promoting it, and we'll be talking about it once we get it all finalized.
You officially announced, although it was kind of out there, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, that Mike Burns is going to be Terry's, one of his assistant coaches. And that, to me, that can't be overlooked. Mike Burns is a really good coach. He very easily could have gotten the Pacific job full-time. He's done a great job wherever he is. And the one thing about him, he's such a classy guy. He's going to fit right in on the Bluff.
Absolutely. He's been great. And like you say, he's been around for a few weeks. You know, Terry mentioned it as an introductory press conference, and there's some few HR things to make official, but he's been working with the guys for a little while, and the guys seem to really like him and what he brings. And he's a hard guy not to like. You know, I've known about him just, you know, from being on the other sidelines from his times at Eastern Washington, where he coached Rodney Stuckey, to being on the Dick Bennett bench for 1 year, and then many years with Bill Greer down in San Diego. And then, like you said, did a phenomenal job last year with Pacific, and thought he deserved a look at that head coaching gig based on what he inherited. And just talking with him, you know, when their staff got kind of split up because of that NCAA investigation, basically he was doing the job of three guys all at once. And he didn't have a lot. He had a lot of sleepless nights, I'll put it that way. But he's a worker. He's a grinder. He's got great West Coast, Northwest ties. He's going to be a great fit on campus. People are really going to like him. And you know, that's a great start to the staff, and Kramer Knudsen's been retained, and he's also been doing a little recruiting since there's not as many assistant coaches on staff at this time. So he's cut his teeth with recruiting here in the Pacific Northwest, and the staff is shaping up really well.
Jason, one more question about basketball that one of our valued listeners who never misses a show wanted me to ask you tonight. Roger wanted me to ask you, is Mike Burns going to be the associate head coach, or has that been determined yet? Or is Terry Porter, as some coaches don't do, is he going to name an associate head coach?
Yeah, just assistant coaches is the title we're going to give to all the assistants. So Terry will be head, and Mike's an assistant, and we'll be announcing hopefully sooner rather than later. We've got our eyes on a couple guys for the other assistant coaching position, but official title is assistant coach.
Very good. Jason, as we close tonight, we do a little shorter program this time of year, but let's update sports. And any way you want to start out, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I'll be traveling down to Claremont, California with our men's tennis team. They're leaving on Wednesday, and they tied for third place in the WCC with a team of basically all sophomores and freshmen. And WCC, as you know, in tennis is a very good conference with, you know,
yeah,
among the top 75 ranked teams right now. I think there's four WCC men's teams ranked in the top 75, and Portland isn't one of them. So for the Pilots to finish with a singles lineup of four sophomores and two freshmen, tied for third with a 6-3 conference record, that's really exciting. So they'll be down in Claremont, California for the WCC tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday, hoping to get a couple more wins. But Aaron Gross, WCC Coach of the Year a couple years ago, and he's one of the best coaches we have. So that's exciting. Women's tennis, their season came to an end, but Lucy Butkowska, who's our number one player, is ranked number 60 in the nation. So she's got a chance to qualify as an individual, which is exciting. Track and field's going strong. Rowing is going strong. Beach volleyball had their first conference championships. They just concluded their season. And baseball is a sport that continues to go. The Pilots almost took the series at Pepperdine. They were 1-1 going into the Sunday game, and then lost in extra innings when they had a 2-run lead in the 10th. So tough break for them, but they've been injury riddled and they don't have a lot of depth. So that's been tough for Jeff Loomis, but they've done well in the first year of that new regime. So there's a lot of things to be excited about. And also with graduation this weekend, tough to say goodbye, doing a lot of senior exit interviews with our programs and seeing a lot of good kids moving on and graduating and starting the next chapter of their life. So it just seems like it comes so quick, but can't believe graduation's coming this weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you when is graduation, so you read my mind. A final question for you tonight, Jason, and once again, tremendous job. You make this show so popular, and not only in the state of Oregon, but you know, we got a ton of listeners in Australia, a hot basketball market down there, and actually around the country. And I know our listeners love it when I say this, because they tell me we got people listening tonight in 13 countries. That's pretty darn good. But anything you want to get out about the athletic department, any news on facilities or anything that I might overlook?
Yeah, I mean, just from a facilities perspective, the last year has been phenomenal with the Beauchamp Rec Center going up across from the Child Center, the Pilot House, the baseball renovations continue. The next things that are on the horizon are building the boathouse down on the new riverfront property, which is going to be the first of what we hope will be many athletics projects down on that 30 or so acres. You know, there's plans for down the road some extra soccer fields, maybe even a tennis center, beach volleyball, track and field, cross-country courses. So there's a whole lot of opportunities down there that align with kind of the athletics goal and vision and the university as a whole, with new dorms going up, new academic buildings in the works. This is about as progressive a time, you know, of a 5-10 year period in the university's history as we've ever seen. And you know, it's exciting to be part of that growth, see it develop, and hopefully athletics can you know, take all these great new resources that are coming to the Bluff and turn them into good athletic success as well.
Yeah, and finally, you read my mind again. Shame on you. No, it's great. How realistic is it, Jason, you're a top administrator in the West Coast Conference and at University of Portland, and got a good tenure there and do a terrific job. How realistically far out should an athletic department look at things? 5 years, 10 years, 15, or 3? Anything in there?
I mean,
what's realistic?
Yeah, you always got to look long-term and short-term plans. And, you know, we have our short-term projects, which are in the works, you know, finishing the baseball project, the rowing boathouse, you know, and those things. But then you got to think bigger and longer term too. But you got to take care of business first before you get that. I always look at Gonzaga as their blueprint, and obviously that's an extreme example. But, you know, they have always been a decent basketball program, you know, 20, 25 years ago, competing, you know, with Portland actually in the mid-90s for WCC championships and NCAA bursts. But once they really made it with men's basketball and took it to another level, all their other sports that were, you know, pretty much at the bottom of the conference for many years, now all of a sudden you look at their baseball programs good, their soccer programs developing, their tennis programs are competing for championships, their golf programs are competing for championships. And it all started with the success of men's basketball and the revenue that was able to generate, and the fact that they were to get, you know, extra full-time fundraisers in athletics, ticket sales, you know, it all kind of went with the success and rise of the men's basketball program. And now a lot of people are trying to follow that model, but it requires some investment, and it requires, you know, almost hitting the jackpot. And, you know, we hope Terry Porter is that for the University of Portland, and I think we're positioned well to be able to take that type of success and translate it into success for all those other sports.
Great job tonight, Jason. As always, you never let us down. Awesome job. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Go Pilots.
You betcha. That's Jason Rowe, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland. Thanks for listening. And by the way, if you can't listen live to this program, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in Portland Pilot Show. You'll get every single show we've ever done. Thanks again to Jason. Thank you equally, listeners. You drive this program just like Jason. Spread the word. Word of mouth advertising, greatest thing we can do. And we'll talk to you again next Monday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to make your free throws.